You're listening to SBS News.
The annual federal budget outlines how much revenue the Commonwealth expects to receive and sets it out against how much and where the government will spend it. It looks at spending in the coming year and also for up to 4 years in the future, known as the forward estimates period. Richard Holden, a professor of economics at the University of New South Wales, says one talking point is dominating ahead of this year's federal budget, the possibility of a surplus.
For many years now, Australia has run budget deficits. The revenue the government receives has been smaller than the amount of money they pay out on various social programs and other government expenditure. And this year, it's possible that the government will be expected to return to surplus.
Typically delivered on the first Tuesday in May, it's unusual for a budget to be in such close proximity to a federal election. As the federal election must be held before the end of May, Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who was Treasurer delivered last year's federal budget, moved the budget so it's a month earlier than usual. Professor Holden says this represents a unique opportunity for the coalition to canvass votes.
The government is very keen to try and campaign on its economic management credentials. I think it sees this as a way, particularly if there is a return to surplus, for them to be able to campaign on those credentials.
Opinion polling has consistently shown since the Liberal Party leadership spill last year, the coalition is headed for an election defeat. And as Phil Lewis, Professor of Economics at the University of Canberra, explains, the coalition could use that to their advantage.
I think most people are expecting that this government won't be re-elected. And so in a way, they can promise a lot more. There's a good chance that there'll be a Labor government that will actually bring in a budget of their own almost as soon as the election is over. So it's very interesting because a lot of people don't expect that a lot of these measures are actually going to come into effect.
Labor has already announced a series of spending and cost-cutting measures it plans to implement if it forms government. Some economists are predicting that a newly formed Labor government would have so much planned in terms of extra expenditure, any budget it announces might run a deficit. Professor Lewis says such an event could have effects on global financial markets.
The government, if it has a deficit, has to borrow money on financial markets. And the financial markets have what they call a credit rating. If the government is seen to be less responsible in its economic management, running deficits, then that credit rating goes down and the government has to borrow more interest, which means it becomes increasingly harder to actually pay the debt off because a lot of your money is going to repay the interest on the loan rather than the loan itself.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg will deliver his first federal budget on April the 2nd at 7:30 p.m. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.